Good morning. I'd like to call the May 12, 2011 City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Board meeting to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Present.
Present.
Mr. Lawrence is not here at the moment. Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Stevens?
Here. All members of the board have the opportunity to review the April 14, 2011 meeting minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Are there any changes?
No.
Corrections?
Yeah. Okay. On page 8.
The director of Club, Mr. Bourne, is here.
Case number 16, the top one. I just talked to Amy, and it's just a typo. It should say respondent was not present instead of respondent was in compliance.
That's referencing case number CEB 041154. Are there any other changes or corrections? Chair will entertain a motion approving the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, as amended by Ms. Kundick.
As amended by Ms. Kundick. Is that your motion, Mr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Himes?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Welcome, Mr. Boynes. Is there any member of the board who would like to disclose any ex parte communication? For the members of the audience, would you please make sure that your cell phones are in the off or vibrate position, please? Are there any members of council who are present? Good morning.
Michael Slick, here for the Herald case.
Which case number?
CEB 031139.
Case number 4 is CEB 031139, Paul G. and Linda E. Hurl. Property address is 136 South Peninsula Avenue. Peninsula Drive.
We're here for a status report.
Okay.
If I'll just refresh your memory. This is a...
It's your name, address, and record.
Michael Slick. Business address is 912 South Ridgewood Avenue, Suite D as in dog, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. I'm representing Bank of America. As a reminder to the board, this case is involved in a foreclosure. It was originally a Stern file that was dropped through loop, and the foreclosure never happened. Bank of America has since gone back through their entire process to make sure that all the affidavits on every single file are not fraudulent, like they were when Stern was doing the cases. It's taken a little extra time, and I believe I told you that it would take extra time last time. The one problem we have is there's $1,320 that I plus $250 for staff that we said we would pay that apparently has not been sent. I found out that they don't know where to send it to, and nobody bothered to ask me where to send it to. I've been assured I can, if I get an address and a contact information, they'll FedEx it out tomorrow. If that's not good enough, I have a check here, and I'll write you a check, but I'd prefer not to because then I have to chase them. They have changed the locks. They've done some asbestos testing. There's supposedly an order out there to get the yard cleaned up, but the bank still doesn't have title, so there's not a whole lot they can do. But they're asking for a little bit more time, try to get the foreclosure process to get this case.
How much time do you think you'll need, Mr. Slick, in order for the foreclosure process? Have you all filed a list pending?
The case is active. There's an active foreclosure. But what they have to do is they have to do a affidavit of amounts due and owing, an affidavit of fees, and all the former affidavits submitted by the Stern firm were fraudulent. They just had somebody sit in a room, sign. And so Bank of America is being very careful to go through case by case and make sure someone who actually knows enough to sign an affidavit is looking at these cases. I've been told that process has been finished, that they've completed their internal review, and that they're comfortable with now starting to submit new affidavits. So I expect 60 days.
But in a nutshell, you haven't had a hearing yet?
No. Okay. The affidavits have not even been filed yet.
Right, okay.
Well, let me understand something. So the actual lawsuit is still pending?
Yes.
Because of the fact of the change of counsel and because of allegedly fraudulent documents, of course, allowing you to go ahead and send new
documents in? Yeah, they're not even allegedly fraudulent. They're admittedly fraudulent. I wouldn't usually say that as an attorney, but they're under oath admitted that they were fraudulent, without knowledge of the bank, of course, but yes. So they're in the process now where they can actually submit valid documentation proving their entitlement to foreclose on the property, which will allow them to proceed forward.
You don't have to refile. This is
no.
The same case.
Okay. No.
Michael, do you have any comments?
The other thing we'd like to do is to make that a trespass arrest site.
Okay. I don't know that we can do that.
Not them. They can't.
Can the city do it?
I represent the bank. I'd love to. I mean,
I thought because of their contract said that if the place is abandoned, that they are allowed to go back in and take.
Most mortgage contracts now, the bank would provide for them to prevent ways that we.
I'd be happy to pursue that if we have the authority to do that.
Okay.
I can't promise it because I don't know that the cops would let us do that.
Well, the cops would let you do it. I should take that.
Okay.
Well,
I'll call Anthony Jackson.
You're saying if your documents allow you to do that, you'll do it.
I have no problem with doing that. We'd love to keep people off.
Okay, we can just do it provisionally, I guess, until you're.
What?
Can we make a provisional motion, or do we need to just say?
Yes, let them do it. Never saying that they will do it if for some reason they can't. They can't legally.
Okay.
Can't make a motion to violate the law.
Right.
They can't do it.
Michael, what do you think in terms of setting a compliance date? Mr. Slick says they need at least 60 days.
Yeah, that's fine. Because it's really the courts are what's holding us back.
Right.
Not
right.
Them.
Okay.
So if they. If you want 60 days and then another update?
Within 30?
60 days.
Okay. Do you want a progress report in 60 or do you want a compliance in 60?
Progress report in 60 days.
Okay, and then maybe compliance in 90?
Yeah.
Okay, so the compliance would be 8-3. Progress report would be due 7-14. Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent to bring the property into compliance by August 3rd, 2011, and provide a progress report at our July 14, 2011 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Yes. No, 7-14 for the progress report. Mr. Brown, would you also include the, what was Michael?
The trespass.
Trespass authority.
Yes, sir.
Who had the second?
I did.
Mr. Barnes. Would you agree with that as well?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Okay, Mr. Slick, we've allowed you until August 3rd to bring the property into compliance, and a progress report will be due on July 14, 11. If you can make it, you can provide the information to Mr. Fitzgerald, and he'll provide it for you.
Okay. Progress report by 7-14,
yes.
Same place, same time.
Yes.
Compliance by 8-3. Issue of trespass site protection, if possible, if legal, and pay the $1,320 plus the $250 to a place that she will tell me.
The $250 goes is the.
I don't have an invoice.
Okay. I'll give you Steve.
All I have is the order that has the amounts on it. So. I don't know.
I'll send him over to you. I can send him. Yeah, he'll go over to the office.
Okay. Yeah. I have nothing further.
Thank you, Mr. Slick. Going back to our first case. Are you case number one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, case number one is CEB 021125, Fred M. Hopster.
Hi,
located at 914 North Halifax Avenue.
Good morning. I don't know if Mr. Clegg has had any communications with Steve Kruger. I'm sorry. Yes, my name is Len McCoy. I shall.
No, we didn't. Oh, sorry about that. Let's do that first. All the members of city staff that will be testifying, please come forward and be sworn. We'll have to get Michael. Do we need to do Michael separately? Michael?
Did you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Michael, can you just stand there and be sworn?
Mike, can you just swear in?
Yes.
Could you include that in the testimony he's already provided?
Swear and inform that the testimony that you've already provided is the truth, the whole truth, and
nothing
but the truth.
Okay. What can you tell us, Tom? About case number one.
Okay. I had a package delivered to myself and you about a week ago. They're requesting a continuance for a minimum of probably at least, I would say, 60 days. Apparently, she's in the hospital. They did apply for a permit, which is under review right now. So the city's going to be requesting at least the 60 days if you can amend it for the next 60-day cutoff, back in July.
60 days?
Sorry. Yes.
May I? Yes, sir. We submitted permit applications, drawings, et cetera, to the city. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks ago. I found out Tuesday that Mr. Ken Kruger in engineering, for some unknown reason, did not get a complete package, and his survey was not included in his package.
What was your last name?
McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y.
What's your relationship to the...
Mr. Harpster was my father-in-law.
Mr. Clegg is... Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Harpster has been dead just a little more than a year. It belongs to the estate, which is my wife, her sister, and my father-in-law's last girlfriend. Yes. Sue Harpster is the not executor, personal rep of the estate, and that is my wife. They still are up in the air as to you know how those things can go. So.
Do we need to include Sue Hopster, Tony?
No, the estate. The property appraiser's website still has Mr. Harpster.
Yes.
Care of her.
Oh, okay.
No, sir. It's still up in the air. It hasn't been to court to be settled yet.
Mr. McCoy is asking for 60. Did you say 60 days, Tom?
Yeah, July cut off.
Okay. Is that going to be enough time, Mr. McCoy?
Yes, sir. The contractor we have lined up to do the work would most likely be able to get it done within 10 working days after we receive a building permit.
6 days would be July 6th. The chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until July 6th, while amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until July 6th, 2011, to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Boren.
Second.
Mr. Smart. Second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. We've allowed you until July 6th, Mr. McCoy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Case number two is CEB 021128. John R. and Betty K. Horton. Property is located at 350 Hartford Avenue. Is the respondent here?
No, she's out of state. City's going to request on this one also to amend it to the next cutoff. Okay. Everything's been completed. Major progress other than the house still needs to be painted.
Okay.
And she said it should be done in the next 2 weeks.
Based on the testimony of the inspector, the chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until July 1st, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. I'll be returned to the board for consideration for a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Did you say July 1st?
June 1st.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Do you have any more time? Yeah, you have a few. Would you like to do all the times, or should we just go in order? Okay. Well, it looks like we only have a couple of respondents, so let's take those. Would you all like to come up if you have a case? Do you mind, Vic? That way we can move expeditiously.
Absolutely. Thought if I waited another 5 minutes, you would have completed the whole agenda.
What's the case number, Mike?
Case number CEB 051168. 229. Number 12.
Case number 12 is CEB 051168, Christopher and Anna Eckstein. Property is located at 229 South Grandview Avenue.
Anna Eckstein.
Raise your right hand.
Yes.
Michael, what would you like to tell us?
We were going to give her another 30 days, but she's going to ask for a little bit more time. It was a non-compliance next cutoff for today, but look, go ahead. You want?
I just want to say that...
Bring that mic down if you want, Mrs. Eckstein.
I just want to say that we find out about the complaints much later after the even review was the reinspection was done. We did not know that we have the problem with the property, and I just want to ask if we can give if you can give us more time, because I'm earning only $800 a month, and I have 3 children. My husband, he's mentally ill, so I just don't want to lose this property. And
how much time are you looking for?
Well, they said that we need a lot of money to fix it, and I'm wondering if I can have 6 months at least to come up with the money and do everything needs to be done.
Is this your home?
Right.
It's the apartment building, right? 3 units?
Yeah, it's 3 units we're renting.
All 3 are rented.
Can you tell me why you didn't get notification, or you didn't know
because
about this?
Because tenants did not tell us. Tenants did not tell us.
So do you live there or you do not live there?
Well, I live with my sister right now. No, I live 3 hours away because that's where I have a job. I live with my sister, but now my sister is getting married, and we're thinking to move to that property and rent 2 units and start working on the property and to be able to keep it.
So this is not your home?
Mm-hmm. That's our house, yes.
Do you
know what it means?
Oh, right now, no. Not this time.
Do you have an occupational license?
For the, yes. Mm-hmm. I have a business, a cleaning
mm-hmm.
business.
Whatever, yeah, that's it.
What did she say?
6 months.
You have her cleaning business?
Yeah, I do the cleaning.
Oh, okay. So you don't have an occupational license?
A business tax receipt for the rental license. Do you have a rental license?
Do you have a license?
Yeah, we purchased the license
Does she
when
have
we
one, Mike?
Purchased the house okay. in 2004.
Michael says she has one.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you're asking for 6 months, and this couldn't be done sooner than that?
Just because of a money issue. The contractor, he said, yes, they can do that sooner than that, but just because I need to come up with this amount of money, that that's why I'm asking for more time.
And what was the amount that the contractor charged me section?
Well, they said roughly between 10,000 and 15,000, but...
Do we have any pictures? No.
I thought it was going to be a non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. What about the rotting wood, Michael? Where's that wood?
Pardon me?
Where's the rotting wood?
The front porch, I've got, there's some structural issues.
Okay.
And a very weak front porch where you could fall through it. They did add some plywood to the top to reinforce it.
I'm assuming that's not the picture?
No.
That's
I thought it was non-compliant. It's caught off.
Right.
We've talked about it next month.
Okay.
Well, my concern, which what you just said, Mike, with the rotting wood.
Yeah.
I'm
concerned also. It's a three-unit apartment building, approximately worth now maybe $30,000-$40,000 at the most, and they have a mortgage of in the
around $200,000.
Is it frame or is it block?
Frame. It's three houses in from International.
Is it multi-story?
Two-story in the front, two-story in the back.
6 months seems a little.
I would ask her to paint it first, but we have to replace all the rotten wood, and there's a beam across the front porch.
Yeah.
My apologies. I thought it was going to be just non-compliance today. Next cut off. Give them another 30 days to come back.
Ms. Eckstein, do you think that you could start work before then? Before 6 months? Or are you proposing to just not start work for 6 months?
I was hoping to start the work and during the 6 months.
And be completed within?
Right. I find somebody who said that he will work with me on as much as I can pay. And the one of the contractor, he willing to work with me.
We can always set a compliance date and then extend it if necessary, or amend it rather, if necessary.
Michael? We get progress reports?
Yes, and we can do that as well.
You stated about the rotted wood on the porch and there's a danger of people falling through.
Yeah.
What is to preclude people from walking on that area at this time?
What she did was they put a piece of plywood across the top of it, which stabilized it to the front door. But if you go to sit either way, the stairway to the back apartment is also leaning off the building. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work there to be done, and to spend $15,000.
What if we took care? I mean, what if we dealt with the safety issues immediately?
That's right.
Okay.
And we give the time on the non-safety issues. We'll come up with a combination motion.
Well, that's we have one of the tenants. He's the maintenance person, and he actually basically lived there for free just to keep office the property, and he's fixing up everything and to help us.
You need a full permit. You can't
just...
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
We can't let you go 6 months. I'm not speaking for the board, but they can't let you go 6 months if there's safety issues. Just can't do that.
That's why we're going to start with the major thing. I'm going to ask what you want us to do, the first, very first thing, and I understand it's... need to be a porch.
Well, downstairs and permits and licensing,
mm-hmm.
and an engineer, remember?
Right.
To have an engineer look at that beam.
Right.
Is all this able to be done, what she needs to do within 30 days?
No.
Not the work.
Report. Oh, the reports?
Right.
Safety
The safety issues can be handled within 30 days. I'd rather see this next month and get, and extend it versus, coming up with a date 6 months out now, and somebody gets hurt.
Okay. I mean, I would like to see it that way also, to see that move. So to have an engineering report done by the end of next month to come back,
mm-hmm.
give them the report of what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
and the engineer can tell what's safe or what's not, then get your contractor to come back with you, and then after they find out what they want you to do, then go down and pull permits.
Uh-huh.
Michael, is it reasonable to believe that she can have an engineering report done and have permits within 30 days? I don't think
so.
No,
the engineering report, really. And then what are safety issues, then she can handle it after the engineer tells her what. Because there's one of the beams holding up the front porch is rotten out.
Mm.
I don't know how much force is on that, so...
Yeah.
But how much time are you talking about then between now and when she could have that work done on the front porch?
Well, once she has an engineering report to tell her what needs to be done and how to do it, at that point then the contractor can start once she has the engineering report. And then they go down to permits licensing and pull the permit.
I'm sure you're talking about at least 2 months before the work could be completed on the front porch.
Not necessarily.
Within
60
like
days.
10 or 15 days for an engineer.
Yeah.
And then once he does it, they have to draw it up and ask for plans. And then take it down to Mark and they have to then pull permits.
The three units are rented at this time. There's someone living in it.
Yes.
Excuse me, how long have you owned the property?
Almost 7 years. Right. 7 years?
Seven.
From 2004, seven. Actually, six
and so four.
I think the concern of the board is that those safety factors, as everyone has basically said, Mr. Sino especially, we get those taken care of, then we can deal with the other things later. But I would say 60 days is more reasonable to get the engineering report, get everything down to Mark, and get everything approved so that the work can start. I would be amenable to maybe giving her until July 6th.
Atomic compliance?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we need to amend it at that point, we can do that. Okay. At least we can get the ball rolling. Can we require her to have an engineering report done?
Yeah.
Okay. And have the requirement of that the engineering report is done within 30 days.
Mr. Sino, does the city have any liability right now because we know about this situation if something should happen?
That's why I'm saying you need to take action now. You can't let it six months. I think it's reasonable for 30 days to require her to get everything, safety issues taken care of. I don't think it's reasonable to give it 6 months to do that.
No.
Then I think, yeah, we would have some liability if we just let it go on for 6 months and did nothing.
And when did you first find out about this problem? How long has this problem existed?
When I
see the date here is in February, and you said you didn't get it in February. When did you get?
The paperwork went to the address where they said that she lived,
mm-hmm.
on the property appraiser's address, and she doesn't live there, so no one was taking it. So we had to post the property. So that takes 2 months.
Ms. Eckstein, would you provide an address as to where you actually live for the record so we can make sure that you receive notices timely?
Yes, I live in 4855 Rena Drive, Sarasota, Florida.
Rena.
R-E-N-O.
Ms. Eckstein, do you agree that some or all of the violations existed at the time that you received notice?
I'm sorry?
Do you agree that some of these matters actually existed at the time that you received the notice? Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent noncompliance.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Barnes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. That's just something we have to do administratively, Ms. Eckstein. Chair would entertain a motion allowing the respondent until July 6, 2011 to come into compliance and require the respondent to secure an engineering report within 30 days. Bring the property into compliance by July 6, 2011 to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Smart, second by Ms. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
The 30-day requirement for the engineering report,
yes.
If she's not in compliance, did you want that to come back at that time for hearing, or are we just set to come back after the
deadline? Let's set it if Mr. Smart and his motion would consider having the report done no later than June 6, 2011.
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
And
She
needs to let Mr. Fitzgerald know that she does have the engineering report, and he can report back to us at our June meeting.
So you've got to get an engineering report from an engineer.
So we'll
progress report
before the June
yes.
Yeah,
just for progress report.
You have to have it done very soon. Mm-hmm.
Making sure that she has the engineering report. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If she does not, are you considering at that point for that particular?
Yes. Considering.
I'm going to deal with it, yes.
So in the next 30 days, you have to have an engineering report done and completed, and then show us what it says.
Ms. Eckstein, we just ask that you communicate with Mr. Fitzgerald all the way through this process. When the case comes back to us, you need to have something in hand, and if not, you need to explain to him why you don't have it in hand.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We had the other issues to deal with, the peeling paint, the screens, and broken window. Don't we have to set a date on those?
No, I think we can allow her. Well, we can deal with that actually at the next meeting.
Okay.
We're setting a compliance date of
for everything.
Compliance date for everything.
Yes.
July 6th.
Yes. Okay. July 6th, and then if we need to amend it, we'll amend it at that time.
It's June 6th.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was just the porch.
We can amend it at that time if necessary. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Michael, would you explain to her so she'll be fully aware as to what we're expecting, especially regarding the engineering report and the fact that we can amend if necessary? The progress report, including the engineering report, will be due by June 9th, and right now we've set a compliance for July 6th.
Did she say she got a $200,000
amount? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you understand what they want?
By June 9th or by June 6th?
By next month. Uh-huh. You have to have the engineering report into us. I have to bring it here.
I don't understand the date. June 9th?
No, he's... Oh, I'm not sure. And she doesn't have to be here, Michael. Just let her know
you
that.
You don't have to come back over from there.
As long as she provides information to you.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Chisholm.
Good morning.
So do you have a case that's coming before us?
Okay. All right, so we'll go back to number three.
There was no will fine on that at all.
No, not
so. No, she was just found in noncompliance.
Okay.
Case number three is CEB 031136, Donald J. and Sonia R. Smith, 1643 West Paradise Lane.
Compliance 51111.
Thanks. We've disposed of case number four. Case number five is CEB 031150, Celia Burton Trust, dated 11/14/2003. Property is located at 124 Wilmans Boulevard, number one.
Impose a fine $250.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding previously found and responding non-compliance and imposing a one-time administrative fee of $250. Is that such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Brown. Is that Mr. Smart? Oh, Mr. Harrington asks a second.
Harrington.
Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number six is CEB 041154, Resource Properties Incorporated, 1065 North Atlantic Avenue.
No contact, impose a $1,000 day fine, capped at $25,000 max.
Chair would entertain a motion previously finding the respondent non-compliance and imposing a fine of $1,000 per day, effective today.
What notice do we give these people, Mr. Clinton?
A certified letter. They signed for it, and they had contact with aldermen. They just refused to.
Did they actually sign for the
yes.
letter?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is Resource Properties a management company, a hotel company? Who are these? I'm not sure. I didn't really have a contact with them recently.
Who do you try to contact?
Who did I contact with? Yeah, we're making contact with.
They own a motel next door too, and I was having.
Oh, they are hotel people.
This was recently deeded to Surety Bank.
No, that's a different one. I thought it was, wasn't it? No. Same one.
Bless you.
We were supposed to add it on or something. I know they were talking about foreclosure, but I thought this was a different one.
No, this was.
To add on, so we need to amend this one again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about this. Have they been noticed? Has the property owner been noticed or not?
We have signatures.
Was that the previous property owner?
We have signatures of 32611. It looks like N. Hecht signed for it. No. I can't read the signature. Nolan, maybe?
Is this owned by, in foreclosure by Surety Bank?
No, it was a warranty.
But no one is.
Who's entitled now?
Surety Bank.
Okay, but Surety Bank been noticed.
No, sir.
Then we need to notice Surety Bank. We need to take away this home. That's a bill issue. Let's continue it for 30 days. Let's get the proper notice, and then we can come back and go ahead with the fine.
Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until June 1st, 2011, to come into compliance. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So right. But don't we have to give them 30 days at least? Then?
Was that possible, Amy?
I'm not sure what we're doing. Are we keeping Resource Properties on and then adding Surety Bank and then?
I don't have a problem with that. I just want to make sure that Surety Bank has been noticed before we go on with the $1,000 day fine.
Right.
We have two meetings the board or someone to tell them are we keeping one on?
We're going to add Surety Bank.
Let's add.
We're going to add Surety just to cover the bases.
I'm not sure 30 days is a reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
60 days.
60.
Then he can go ahead and post the property again. As long as there's notice, to attempt to get Surety Bank notice that they can't post the property again. As long as that you posted a property.
But don't they have to have 30 days to correct the problem, though? Well,
that's what we're having next meeting.
Well, I thought you said June 1st cutoff date.
Well, you did.
I did. First. I can change that.
Yeah, I think July would be easier.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Would you say July 6th?
That'd be better.
That'd be adequate time?
Okay.
Or August?
July 6th, fine.
That's 60.
So we're amending the compliance date July 6th. July.
We never really had the motion.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Stevens, could we talk about this case a little bit? I find that I'm behind the eight ball on this and don't really understand what's going on, who owns it, what it is.
Okay.
They've already been found in non-compliance. The decision has already been made that they're in non-compliance.
Okay.
We're here today for the purpose of finding. However, we found that Surety Bank is now maybe the owner.
Maybe.
So we want to add Surety Bank.
Okay.
Give them an opportunity to be served, and then it would come back at the next meeting. They'd have an opportunity to come back at the next meeting and say, wait a second. This is not true. We've done all this stuff. Or you can say, no, it's still in violation when it's set up for fine. The decision that they're in non-compliance has already been made.
Is this clarity as far as Surety Bank? I have a copy of a warranty deed reported April 7, 2011. That conveyed the property from Resource Properties to Surety Bank. The conveyance was from March 31st, 2011. So, as far as records right now,
it's pretty similar. It's pretty similar.
That's when the law says that when you change ownership, they're supposed to let the old owner, supposed to let the new owner know what's going on, but they don't. So they have to get an opportunity to cure. They have one opportunity to take care of the problem before we find them, and that's what we're doing now.
Thank you.
So do we agree that 60 days should be adequate?
Yeah.
Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until July 6, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine, and adding Surety Bank as a respondent.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions? Okay. Mr. Harrington.
This property inhabited?
Yeah.
Is it what?
It's still rented. It's a motel.
None of of them are a hazard to tenants.
See loose handrails on here.
Is the property occupied?
Yeah, it's a rental property still, the motel.
Why don't we include in the order that we would like to respond to make the appropriate safety measures immediately?
Okay.
Within 30 days?
Within 30 days.
By July 1st?
June.
June 1st, I mean. Excuse me. Mr. Smart?
I agree.
Who made the motion?
That was Smart's motion.
Okay. Would you amend your motion to include that the property owner should secure the property and, well, not secure it, but also, but...
take any and all actions to make sure it's safe.
Yeah. Take all actions necessary to make sure the property is safe.
I amend.
No later than June 1st, 2011.
I amend the motion.
And the second?
Yes.
Brown? Are there any additional questions by members of the board?
I have another question.
Go ahead.
There's illegal water pumping to city property. Is the city water department doing anything? Are they active on this too?
It was turned over to Forrest Willis, our water person, but I'll follow up with them on that.
I have that warranty deed. Are there any additional questions or comments from members of the board?
I just have one question. If they're not in compliance with the life safety issues by June 1st, are we bringing back on the June 9th agenda for consideration of a fine? Or are we looking at that?
I think we've got a problem either way because we haven't noticed the new owner. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to bring it back on all the issues on the July 14th meeting.
Okay.
July 14th.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to wait 60 days, but I don't think we have a choice. We have a... the proper parties
about this. Right. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Just a recap, we are allowing the respondent until July 6, 2011 to bring the property into compliance. We're requiring them through notice. We're going to add the surety bank as a respondent, and we're asking them and the notice to make sure that the safety issues are taken care of no later than June 1st, 2011. Is that everyone's understanding in terms of what we've just approved?
Yeah, to clarify, I think the requirement that they have the high safety.
Yes, yes. By June 1st, yes. No. Number 6 is CEB 04115. Well, we just took care of that one. That was compliance by 7-6. And we're adding surety. Case number 7 is CEB 04-1157, Paul and Henry P. Duffett. Property is located at 314 Ora Street.
It's compliance 510.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Case number 8 is CEB 041158, Paul A. and Grace, I guess it's Ethier, or property is located at 822 North Wild Olive Avenue.
We need to impose a fine of $50 a day, capped at $15,000.
The chair would entertain a motion previously fined and responded to noncompliance and imposing a fine of $50 per day effective today, May 12, 2011, until compliance is achieved up to a cap of $20,000 ton?
$15,000.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 9 is CEB 041164, Stephen L. and Deborah A. Rathman. The property is located at 948 Pelican Bay Drive. We are here for a progress report. Compliance is set for June 6th.
Officer Garcia could not be here today, but I have talked with him. He feels that there is good progress being made on the property. They have pressure cleaned the entire outside.
Okay.
They painted one side. There are still some issues with some rotten wood. But good progress is being made, so we're just looking to come back for the June hearings.
Okay. Thanks, Vicki. Moving on to new cases, is there any member of the board who needs to take a break? Beginning with the new cases, case number 10, is CEB 051166, Volusia Mall LLC, 1760 West International Speedway Boulevard. Oh, it's in compliance as of 4/30/2011. Case number 11, CEB 051167, ADL Partners LLC and VJ Partners LLC, is in compliance as of April 27, 2011. We've disposed of case number 12. Case number 13 is CEB 051169, PennyMac Loan Serving LLC. Property is located at 209 South Hollywood Avenue.
Non-compliance, next cutoff.
Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until June 1st, 2011 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Barnes, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Michael, you have asked for a repair or demolish. Are these people aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
What type of building is this? Do we have pictures? Is it an income property? Is
209 South Hollywood.
Single family?
Looks like we do have a signature on 42811. Case number 15 is CEB 0511. Oh, we didn't vote. Sorry, that's right. We had a question. Are there any additional questions or comments by members of the board?
Were you able to answer that question, Mike?
No, I've okay. got so many properties in my head right now.
Okay.
Are there additional questions or comments by members of the board?
Is that in the CRA?
It's in the Main Street redevelopment.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Any more questions? Comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 15 is CEB 051171, Douglas. Is it Shelmedy?
14.
Oh, sorry about that. I wrote the comment. 14 is CEB 051170, Harvey Estates LLC. Property is located at 707 Harvey Avenue.
Noncompliance, next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until June 6, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments?
Mike, to your knowledge, I see porch railing on here. Is this a safety issue or aesthetics?
That would be aesthetics because he's been... This is a foreclosed property from he just took it back last month.
Okay.
So this has been going on before. So they're in the middle of, I was there yesterday, and they've been repairing a lot of the stuff, the safety issues, as we're talking, and he'll have it done probably within the month.
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 15 is CEB 051171, Douglas, is it Shelmedy? property is located at 1010 Main Street.
Non-compliance, next cutoff.
Is this one come before us before for signs? what business is this?
This is, it's a restaurant, bar.
A1A or the
on Main Street, east of A1A, on the right-hand side, third unit in.
The sign is still up there, more or less?
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Michael, have you had any conversations with them? I see that they didn't sign for the certified letter.
Yeah, I was able to talk to them yesterday. They're taking the opportunity now to start fixing the whole building up. They've hired an actual designer to give them a paint scheme. So that's taking a little bit more time than usual. They're going to have it all drawn up. It's going to be, from what I've seen, they're spending extra money, and they're really going to do a real good job.
Do they participate in the Bike Week and Biketoberfest festivities?
No.
Okay. Is 30 days going to be adequate?
I'd like to give them 60 days.
60 days. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing respondent until July 6, 2011 to come into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Is this property located within the Main Street CRA?
Yes, it is.
The reason that I'm bringing this up is because there are programs available to help people out, especially in the CRAs, and I was wondering, is that what he's doing?
Yes.
Then people can take advantage of that. I was wondering if that other property, that woman that was having trouble with fixing anything, was that in the CRA?
Yeah, it is.
Because I know there are paint programs and all kinds of programs.
It's also in the E-zone, I believe.
Excuse me?
It's also in the E-zone, I believe.
The Main Street one's in the E-zone, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I told her about that. I'm not sure if she... I've tried numerous times to let her understand.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 16 is 051172. Matthew S. and Kimberly Umbrell. 137 Boysenberry Lane.
They do not have an occupational license. I have had no contact with them at all. They did receive a green card. They applied for an occupational license March 30th. No inspection was ever scheduled. They still do not have the license, so we are in noncompliance. Next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until June 1st, 2011 to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes. If they're in noncompliance, they've had this time to get the occupational license. Why are we giving them more time?
It's required by law.
We just didn't. We just find a noncompliance today, didn't we? Yeah.
So they're noncompliance this hearing. The next hearing, they'll be fined with no license or any correspondence at all.
6-1. 6-1, Vicki?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
Shift.
I don't want anybody to get spoiled, but we're done pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. Case number 17 is CEB 051173, which is in compliance as of April 27, 2011. Case number 18 is CEB 051174, which is in compliance as of May 2nd, 2011. Case number 19 is CEB 051175. That's in compliance as of May 3rd, 2011. Miscellaneous business that will be. Okay.
Real quick, there was a case that came down from the Fifth District Court of Appeals, the oldie versus the City of Palm Bay. And what happened in that situation was the individual who owned the property in Palm Bay, which happens to be in our District Court of Appeals, lived up in New York. They sent notice certified mail to the person in New York. I think his wife signed for the notice. He did not sign for the notice. Nothing was done. Never showed up. They went to a foreclosure, and the court held that the foreclosure was improper because the notice was improper. So that's why I kept pushing the issue of proper notice today. They said that he was never, Mr. Cioli was never noticed properly. Now, we solve that problem usually by just posting the property, and that's proper notice. But we need to make sure in the future that the green cards, if he's going to use a green card, the person that signs that particular green card is the individual that owns the property. If it's not, we may have a problem. So, and I know in Volusia County it's going to affect a lot of properties. They have sent green cards out over the years and not bothered to post the property. So I'm telling them now there in Volusia County to post the property and you're fine. But to make sure the green card matches the person that we're serving. So you need to probably take a look at that case and talk it over with staff and maybe make the appropriate changes, because we don't want to get all the way down the road to a foreclosure and then find the Court of Appeals throws it out because we had improper notice. And the strange thing was it was better for the notice to be sent to New York to his wife than to just post the property. We would have never known, we didn't even live there, that there was a code violation. So it's bad law. In my opinion, it's bad law, but it is the law. It just came down, I think April 15th was the decision by the District Court of Appeals. You may not have even seen it yet. I just saw it. So it's really not going to affect us, except we've got to be real careful on the notice issue. That's why with the Surety Bank issue, I mean, we want to make sure we get the proper parties in front of us. And that's it.
Well, my question, Mr. Sino, and I haven't had the privilege of going before the bar, like a few people around me.
Before.
My question is, if it's a jointly owned property through marriage...
It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't jointly. It wasn't the wife's property. No.
Oh,
it
wasn't
the wife's property.
Okay, because I was
You're right.
Wondering.
It was the wife's property, but no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm even sure, you know, it was the husband's property, and he owned it separately, and the wife's... my guess is it was the same name. Same last name. I don't know whether it was his sister or his wife. The same name signed it, and they said that was improper service.
Even if they lived in the same house?
We don't know that.
Okay.
We don't know that. We just know that they sent the notice to New York, to this address. It was on the property appraiser's roll, and somebody with the same name, but it wasn't him, signed for it.
If you registered mail, can you insist that?
Yes. Yeah, you can. Sure you can. That's what, yeah, you can do that. Or just post the property. But in this case, they didn't post the property. They sent it up. They got the green card back. It was signed by somebody with the same name, same last name. And he said, I don't know anything about it. My wife and I don't talk. You know? So, you know, who knows if he's telling the truth or not, but they could be separated. And the court found that that was not proper service.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest issues is that it went all the way through, you know, the code level without him getting involved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we get those that get all the way to find that we've never had responded, mm-hmm. we need to really make sure that we made the right contact.
The individual had no knowledge of the entire incident until he was actually at the foreclosure stage.
And that's something I've mentioned it to staff and those who've been around a while, that, you know, we always look at appeal and the only thing we worry about is, you know, whether 30 days are over. But with due process, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
With due process, that can come up any time. And 4 years down the road, when you're sitting there on a foreclosure, that person can have to make a due process argument. Never knew, you can't prove them.
And this wasn't a court that was down, so this was a court a block away from you that made that decision. So it affects us.
Yeah. Well, it adds clarity when you said that it wasn't jointly.
No, it wasn't our property. No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because if it was our property, obviously they couldn't use that argument.
Right.
She did get notice.
Okay.
But no, he said that he had absolutely no knowledge of it until the foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about a green card, you mean the post office card?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Certified.
Right.
Certified. Because in the past, we just sent the card out. As long as it was signed by somebody, we felt
right,
that was
by somebody,
notice.
Right.
We felt that was proper notice, but
right.
It's not.
No.
In this court. Now, I don't know whether the Supreme Court's going to review this.
It is, but it ain't anymore.
It is, but our judges said it wasn't.
Yeah, so now it is.
It isn't.
And that, well, does that only apply to personal property? Because when you have an entity like an LLC or
corporation. You serve the resident agent,
you're
fine. Okay. This happened to be real estate, single family residents that they own. I guess they're renting it out. And he indicated I had no knowledge. I had absolutely no knowledge that my property was in a code violation. Mm.
Well, when you're talking about an entity like an LLC, it's going to become complicated because if someone, a secretary, an assistant, signs for it, versus a registered agent.
And the post office doesn't really care.
They
I mean,
care.
They don't ask for identification when you sign.
You send it registered instead of certified. And then you have that person that's of age signing at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good enough. Yep.
That's why I'm telling everybody, do it both ways.
Was.
So it's certified mail and post the property, and then you're fine.
The case law says it's not.
Okay. Is there any additional miscellaneous business? Are there any comments by any members of the board? Any comments by members of city staff? We're adjourned. Tony, go ahead.
I don't know.
You feel about too much?
I don't know. I guess have we ever mentioned the Daytona Proud with that project over the last Steve or someone over there?
Like,
yeah, just so that they could kind of be up to speed a little bit, or because you did have a very short agenda this time, mm-hmm. but you may not know.
What's the name of it?
Daytona Proud.
Daytona Proud. Time to show.
There
goes Larry's
time. That's all right. We got it.
I was just thinking we didn't mention it last time.
I'm saying
now maybe about a call.
The record today.
Amy, I can give this back to you, I guess.
I kind of thought you had a little bit of time.
I have one quick question before we start. On case number 9, was it case number 9, did we really dispose of that case? Wasn't that one that we kind of like just...
It was just here for a progress report.
That's all? It was
yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Why is it June 1?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to change the script again. I saw them change the middle. Now you're doing the lung screwing. Thank you.
I'm alone.
I still think we get a little wrong on the other one.
Tony, while we're waiting, since the city, are we going to be picking up the Turtle cases for this board once that ordinance is adopted? Are you involved in that at all?
I'm not involved in that at all.
Okay. I know, because the county's looking forward to turning all the Turtle cases back over to the city.
Just get them up. People with lighting?
Yeah. Oh, dealing with that the last 10 years in the county, it's difficult. Now that I understood that the city's going to take it back, they'll take their own issue, take it over with their own ordinance. And I just wonder who's going to come to us or not. That's a lot of work. A lot of cases, and a lot of work, and a lot of problems. But we'll deal with it if we have to.
Proud.
Okay, this is the Daytona Pride project.
Proud.
Sorry. Phase 1 will be completed by June 2011, which is from International all the way to Main Street. Every property in that area will be written up.
Probably written up too.
Is that beach side onwards?
Yeah, it's like the ocean to the bay where those two red lines are. Okay. That's phase 1. Operation, we started with the Grand View on 413. Did those blocks where you see the blue outline. 420 was the gray, which is over here on the ocean. 427 went to the other side of Grandview, over to Wild Olive. Operation 5411 started from Wild Olive over to Hollywood, both sides of the street. Operation 511, which was yesterday, they were in Peninsula Drive north or east to Hollywood, and then 51811 will be the red area, which will be the west side of Peninsula, Halifax, and up the south side of International, and that will complete that. Last month they wrote up a total of 49 for the redevelopment area. This month, 286 properties were written up with that breakdown of maintenance code violations of 241. So, I mean, you see the huge uptick in the...
Does that mean we're going to get those cases?
Not necessarily. I think don't come into compliance. I guess the general, and probably is telling more than I was looking for.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, the general is that there's a citywide initiated project. It started right at that location where... Mike has indicated,
They systematically supposed to go throughout the city, but was just an effort to clean up the city at large, going property to property, one property at a time. Mirror initiative project, and the staff is diligently going at it. And so we may be seeing cases as a result of that. Maybe a large number, may not be, but yes. Know that they're out there. And with the hope of bringing back the pride to show, you know, of Daytona Beach. So it's being Daytona proud, clean with external and internal cleanup and maintenance and all the necessary requirements necessary inside and out. Obviously, with consensual entry, whereas, you know, when it's needed, and just help them to ensure that all the properties are in the best condition they can be in, with the hope that that would help bring investors and so others back into our area for because of the beauty of our properties and conditions.
I think what you're telling us is that we better enjoy this little hiatus here.
That's right.
Because we're about to be.
I think this was planned, Mr. Bowens. They want us out early today because we're going to get slammed real soon.
We know one board member who won't come back. We're going to make up here a short meeting.
Yeah, plan is that ultimately it's a citywide.
Well, here's phase. We only know phase two.
This is phase one, and you have phase two.
We have phase two starting June 2011 from Main Street east to the ocean, west to the bay, and north to Oak Ridge, which consists of 384 properties.
Oh, do you expect any lawsuits to come out of this, Tony?
Absolutely not.
So we wishful thinking. Getting these cases next month.
Well, believe it or not, everyone out there seems to be walking outside and fixing the property. Mm-hmm. You want to tell what happened to you?
I had two cases where I was kind of shocked. I was like you. I just didn't know the way the Main Street area is going to be, you know, someone's going to fix it up. Parked the car at 5:30, and there's a guy on a ladder painting the house. Shook my hand. He knew what they could do, what the program was. The next lady threw her staff, came out. So she got my letter, but said she knew what it was about. So it seemed like everybody was swamped, and they were. It's actually, I think I had four or five this week alone come to compliance, where normally I wouldn't think they would ever become compliant. So I think it's the media and everybody coming out their head, and I think it's starting to work.
Well, once they start showing us on TV, then they'll know we got some teeth. Okay, properties up.
Well, you know, sometimes people say you just have to ask, right?
Yeah.
We're asking, and some people respond. That's all I have.
That's it. In addition to comments by staff, Ms. Woodjourn.